From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Is a political comeback on the cards for St. Lucia's Sir John Compton, or is it wishful thinking by the opposition? We examine the facts. Canadian Prime Minister under fire from the U.S. for a visit to Canada, and the effects of El Nino, from banana production to the Commonwealth Games. I'm Orin Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Reports out of St. Lucia say former Prime Minister Sir John Compton has been nominated for the leadership of the opposition United Workers' Party. The island has been buzzing with suggestions of a possible comeback for the veteran politician. But are those suggestions credible? Electra Naismith tried to find out.
Since the report on Radio St. Lucia this morning, BBC Caribbean Report has established that 17 delegates from 15 constituencies met in Castries yesterday. It's also been established that at the meeting, delegates put forward the names of two nominees for the position of party leader. One was Sir John Compton and the other Dr. Vaughan Lewis, who took over as both leader of the United Workers' Party and St. Lucian Prime Minister shortly before the party's defeat in last year's general election. Until then, the UWP had been in power for all but 3 years since St. Lucia gained independence in 1979. BBC Caribbean reporters also learnt that the nominations for the leadership, along with other party executive positions, will be both confirmed and ratified at the UWP's convention scheduled for June 7th. The UWP currently holds just one parliamentary seat. The one question still unanswered, however, is whether either Sir John, who's said to be travelling in the Eastern Caribbean, or Dr. Lewis, reportedly in Miami, has given any indication as to whether the nomination of the delegates will be accepted.
Electra Naismith.